My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
So the tier three, the tiers are out. See, I was all excited. I was all excited because I go, well, I mean, I'm not excited. I wish he was tier one. But personally, I was going, well, I've been right.
You thought he was right. Going to be like 25th or something.
No. He was right next to Baker. And I told you guys in the winter, and so many people got upset with me over it. I go, no, you traded Baker for Baker is what essentially you did. He got the contract that you wanted to give to Baker. I'm serious. They wanted to give Baker a whole bunch of money. The Baker was going to have to prove it. And then we went through the entire thing of whether or not to pay Baker that money and why he was out there and running off teammates and that whole rigmarole that we don't need to bring it up again. And I said, in the grand scheme of things, as of right now, you've traded Baker Mayfield for Baker Mayfield.
Well, and this is why I get upset when people are like, well, if he's just average, the Browns can win. And I'm like, guys, they traded 3 first-round picks for this guy. They could have just kept Baker and paid him and not given up any picks.
And that's okay. That things changed. They tried to get something better than Baker Mayfield.
Yeah, I don't blame him for trying. I just get mad when fans are like, I get mad at the fans who have like reduced what this was supposed to be to now just this idea of, just good enough, it's okay.
Well, they do that because they like Baker. And things change. Like now I'm not trying to get him to play like the quarterback that's worth the $138 million he's owed over the next 3 seasons.
I don't care about the money. I just want to see a guy who's like top 10 in this league again. That's what I want to get to.
I need to see a guy who can do exactly what Mike Sando writes here in this article, him being tier three. Get the ball to Amari Cooper. You got Jerry Jeudy out there. Make the most of what you have with Jerry Jeudy. Hopefully you'll have Nick Chubb again. Take advantage of what you have around you. Disperse the football and let's get moving. You're supposed to have a good defense. I know the offensive line is not that great right now, or at least it doesn't look like it's going to be that great, at least as great as it's been in the past. Do what you have to do to get this team into the postseason. I'll deal with everything else. In the grand scheme of things, if you gave up $230 million and 3 first-round draft picks for a quarterback that only got you to the wild card round of the playoffs and that's it, it doesn't look that good. That I cannot defend and I won't defend. But what I'm trying to do is salvage, God, that's a tough word to say, salvage what I have. That's what makes this year important. Because by this time next year, guys, you will have either totally given up on Deshaun Watson and we are just going to have the freight on all this, or we'll feel at least a little bit better about where we're at right now and a little bit more consistent about where we're at right now. I mean, those are the two things. It's been 3 years with Deshaun Watson as the quarterback of the Cleveland Browns. We've seen very little football out of Deshaun. That's half the reason why people were so upset with him in the first place for not playing against the Seattle Seahawks, just because they want to see him play against anybody, which is not a reason to play him, but we went down that road already this morning. I'm trying to salvage what I have there. But essentially, you got Baker Mayfield for Baker Mayfield. Baker Mayfield needs weapons around him. Deshaun right now needs weapons around him. You need somebody to be able to lead you the right way in your play calling. Obviously, Baker needed the play calling to go in a certain direction. He needs to be protected. Deshaun Watson needs to be protected. I mean, there are so many things that they share hand in hand with each other here. And it's not supposed to be that way.
No.
Baker, I think to a lot of Browns fans, should have been better. But there were fans, because he was drafted number one overall, love the guy. This guy was not drafted. He was traded for, and when you trade for, it's a business transaction. You give us your skill. Our favorite football team gives you the money. We give up the picks because that's really what should matter to fans. And right now, no, it has not been a good move, and it has not worked out equitably for anybody, except for the money that's already been paid on it. But other than that, no. So now I have to get it to its very best level it possibly can be. Well, that very best level is the playoffs. And then after that, we'll see where it goes. I could not imagine he would win a shootout against Josh Allen or Patrick Mahomes. If I lose to Patrick Mahomes or Josh Allen, no big deal.
That's what fires me up, because you didn't make this move to just get to the playoffs and lose a shootout.
Obviously,
things have happened. I know.
Things have happened.
I get it. No, like you're right, Ken, and I don't blame the Browns. I've never blamed the Browns, the Haslams, whoever you want to point the finger at for trying to go get better at that position ever.
Fair.
I've never done it. But I even in year three, and even everything we know about Deshaun, I'm still going into this year with the same level of expectations. Like, if he can't get back to being at least a top 10 player that we feel confident can go out and in a playoff game against Patrick Mahomes in Kansas City can at least put up a fight and go, you know, battle him in a one-off and try to win that game, then to me, like, we end up looking back at this deal, we're going to be like, well, this was a waste. Because you could have got the exact same results that we're talking about here, making the playoffs.
Oh, yeah, you could have.
Then you could have got with Baker Mayfield.
Yes, you could have.
They got further.
But at the same time, at that moment, remember, and nobody wants to ever remember this at all. And again, here we are digging up the past when we're trying to look forward to the football season in the future here. But you have to do it to explain any of it. At that time, remember, he ran off half the locker room. You remember what Mary Kay had written about it at that time. And you're deciding, this is a guy who's not going to take our $100+ million offer. He wants the absolute maximum he could possibly get. So if we weren't going to be realistic about any of these things, and because the team had already spent the 2016 and 2017 season tearing the thing down to the studs to build it up, they had to try to pay that off in some fashion. So that's why they had to make such a strong move to go out there and get a quarterback who was available, because they knew they couldn't just start over with somebody else because there wasn't enough time. You've already spent how much money on all these other players? You've spent this money on Miles, Denzel, Nick Chubb before all that. Now Amari Cooper with the trade. Think about everything that they spent on all this. So this year becomes the imperative year, not just for Deshaun Watson, but for the Cleveland Browns. Because if they don't reach the playoffs here, then Deshaun Watson cannot prove to me that he's a guy that can keep this team's head above water. With the talent that they have on the roster, the only thing, Spencer, that is keeping fans or keeping media outside of Cleveland from saying that this is a playoff team, which a lot of them don't have in making the playoffs, and Vegas has them at, 8.7 wins, is because of the uncertainty at the quarterback position. And that wears on a fan base over an 8-month span where nobody's taking your team seriously when you just made the playoffs. You just made the playoffs. Well, the quarterback that helped you made the playoffs plays in the Colts system now. So I don't even have that going for me here. So now I have to figure out a way to make sure that this thing goes better. Because if it doesn't, then again, I'm going to keep talking about liquidating assets. And then we can really start to have some really uncomfortable conversations with each other about players that we love, that are beloved in the city. Because then you have to start asking yourself whether or not it's worth it. We've already done it with
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
So Ward, to a certain degree here over the last week because of the concussions. Yeah. So how much further do we want to go? So this year's imperative. If he gets to the playoffs, then he can, and things need to play out, obviously. I don't think you're going to make the playoffs by mistake or back into it or anything like that.
They kind of did that last year.
If he plays well, they make the playoffs. He proves to me that he's got something still left out there. I don't know if the 2020 Watson is ever coming back. I think it probably turns into waiting for Godot. But he proves to me that he's got something there that can keep this team's head above water as they go through the necessary roster transition that every team tends to have to go through. And Andrew Berry knows it's coming. That's why he's stockpiling as many back-end picks as he possibly can to make sure that he's going to rely on his scouting to make sure that they're able to replenish that as best they can, because they're going to have to trim the fat here at some point. But if he can't do that, then we're not having this conversation. We're going to go to a dark age of Browns football that I'm very, very worried about. Because already you're seeing some fans going, man, you guys got to wake me up when we're doing something here. Well, I don't know if they're going to be able to do anything.
It already feels like we're in the dark days.
When you tell everybody, when you've shown everybody it is win or go home, and they don't believe that they're going to win, they're going to stay home.
Yeah.
And that's coming off at an 11-6 season.
Yeah, what? Well, no, that's just...
Cat has both of our tongues on this because we're fighting a fight that I can't guarantee. I can't guarantee that I'm right about. I believe he loves football. I believe that he loves the game. I believe that he loves competition and wanting to play.
So we're sitting here talking about the tears and the stuff that's said in this entire article.
It's tough.
That's about him. He had the quotes at the beginning of training camp again where he was very emphatic, like, hey, I'm not listening to anything, what people are saying about me, whatever. He doesn't care about rankings, whatever. In his heart of hearts, though, you think it matters more to him what fans are saying about him, or you think it matters more what something like this says about him? Because I think it's stuff like this. He can say he doesn't pay attention to these rankings.
I think
he's
fans.
Not looking at it. He's not. But this is the proof is in the pudding here. You got executives around the league, offensive coaches around the league saying, "Yeah, he looks a tick slow to me. Yeah, I don't know if he loves the game." Like those,
I think fans are fans,
but nah. The people that he cares about, thinking that he's still a good player and that he's trying to garner respect from are his contemporaries in the league, the coaches he could potentially play for that see him and talk to him and all this different stuff. He cares about that more than he cares about the fans.
I don't agree with that. I think he cares about the fans. I think it really bothers him. I think it truly bothers him. I think that's why he tried to rush himself back out against Indianapolis. That's what I think he did in that game.
See, but he could trade this fan base for any old fan base. Like he could go anywhere.
Doesn't matter. NFL fans are NFL fans to a lot of these guys, but to wherever they're at, they want to be liked by their fan base, especially a franchise quarterback. Having a guy on your side. I mean, look what it did for Baker Mayfield for a while here. We knew that there were problems there. I knew that there were problems inside the locker room. There were very few people who wanted to listen to it, but nobody wanted to actually talk about it because you knew that he had a cult following in that time. And he knew that he had a cult following in that time. And if he sicked his fan base on anybody, they would go right after them. That is a very powerful thing. Who cares about what Mike Lombardi or Ryan Clark or any of the other NFL names that I can pull right off the top of my head, guys from Trent Dilfer to Matt Hasselbeck to Tim Hasselbeck to whoever. Who cares about what any of those guys say?
Well, you're talking about guys who are now in the media, though. These are quotes from actual executives.
It doesn't matter. These are still contemporaries here that are saying it. And if we were going to do it, fine. If I want to take it on the media, you know damn well I care way more about what listeners think of me than what I would care about what anybody, Parkins, or anybody else. I won't care about what they say. I care about what the fans have to think about the show and myself. So I don't care about that. I still think it comes down to there are people in your corner that are fans of your football team and fans of you that like you. And now, he does not have that type of support because I think a lot of people, I think a lot of people want him to do well, but they think they're sitting on their hands. The other people just don't think it's going to go well at all.
Who do you think Andrew Berry is more concerned with and Kevin Stefanski is more concerned with liking Deshaun Watson, the fans or the executives slash
coaches? They're in a different role.
They're the ones that decide whether he plays or he comes back or he gets another contract. And just because the fans like somebody at quarterback, it doesn't matter. There's a guy playing quarterback in Tampa Bay right now that was loved by the fans here. He's not the quarterback anymore.
Fans like Nick Chubb, and there was talk that he might not even be back this year. So, yeah, I mean, that stuff's fleeting.
They care about whatever's going to make the team better, but they know that they're now beholden, and so they have to do everything they can to make the team better, beholden to his contract.
I think, too, Ken, in lieu of the conversation we had about Deion and how we looped it into the Tua thing, you have an NFL player standing right there telling you, like, and now it was his coach. I get it's a little bit different. But when his own coach was sitting there telling him, like, I don't think you like, do you like football? Are you good?
Well, this is another coach.
These are the people that he's around. Like, these are the other people in the business that he's connecting with. He probably has relationships with. We know how important relationships are in sports in general. Like, he's going out, and if these people believe these things about him, I think that resonates with him more than anything a fan says.
This is hindsight, but it's another reason that we needed to see him play in Seattle on Saturday. Find out, does he love football right now? I mean, you can get a lot out of
that. It all
you can get
that full circle.
You can get that in two series.
Brought it back to the top of the show.
I can know, did he look like he loved football or not? It'll end a lot of questions about stuff. But now here we sit and we wait. And when do we get it? September 8th.
Well, less than 2 weeks now, but
September 8th still feels like it's 4 months away for me.
I can't do it, doesn't it?
It's been the longest offseason ever. It's been the longest training camp
ever.
And the 2 weeks or less than 2 weeks now that get to that Cowboys game on September 8th will be the longest less than 2 weeks of your life.
It feels as if the season, like I got the Florida State Georgia Tech game on Saturday afternoon, noon.
Right. Football was started, right?
It still feels like it's miles away. I feel that way now.
And then since I'm going to be out of town this week, I'm going to come back and it's going to be like, oh crap, football season.
I can't get to the Dallas game fast enough. I can't do it because I got to start getting an answer on this because I think a lot of people just don't know what to say, don't know what to do, and what they say is probably going to go in the wrong direction for them, and they don't want to have to. I don't want to have to admit to something like that, and I hope I don't have to. Because that's his. To say a guy, to question whether or not a guy loves football, that is, to a football player, to a pro, that is a high, high crime. That's a hell of a opinion to share.
Well, I think it carries more weight coming from the people that are quoted in this article. I do.
216-474-0092.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.